Welcome back to Morning Coffee with Rick Alexander. The theme for the month of November is the second annual 21 Maxims to Maximize Your Life. These are thoughts and contemplations to help you begin finding your own North Arrow as you navigate what could only be described as a chaotic 2020. If you want to go deeper than just the audio experience, you can also head to rickalexander.com and find the show notes as well as journaling prompts. Also, that will be linked up in the show notes of this episode. I also did a short show on how to journal if you're new to it and want to check that out as well. It'll be included on the 21 Maxims page of the website. And of course, if you do get anything at all out of these, it would mean the world to me if you would head to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and just share the show with anyone you think could benefit from the message. All right, without further ado, on to the show. Maxim 20, do your inner work, because you can't out-hustle a bad self-image. What do you think about yourself as? I know this has come up a lot in these maxims, and you know, when you set out to do anything, really create any kind of content, you don't necessarily know which direction it's gonna go. Sometimes you're just feels like you're out in the woods just hacking at trees, hoping that eventually you have what you need in order to make a house or a cabin. And you know, what's interesting is as you release and surrender into that not knowing, because a lot of our lives are us just convincing ourselves that we have control over things we definitely do not have control over. And so when you allow yourself to surrender into that not knowing, what you do is you actually create the room for something bigger than you, better than you, deeper than you, more beautiful than you could imagine to emerge. And I've seen it throughout these maxims. And so I'll build a little content talking about the threads that hold all of these maxims together. But one of the things that's come up over and over is like, how do you see yourself in this world? What is your role? Of course, we are talking on December 2nd on my workshop. I'll actually link that up in the show notes of this episode if you're interested in checking it out. It is free online. We're actually talking about the role of the individual. Like, how do we think about ourselves nested within the hierarchy of society and culture and family and the things that we value and what's important? And so one of the things that's come up throughout this whole, through these maxims is the idea that we should become uniquely aware of what we think about ourselves. And one of the things that you'll notice if you talk to people for enough time in our culture, and perhaps you have had something similar to this in your own experience, because I certainly have, is that if you treat yourself as like something to be fixed, like if you treat yourself as broken, what you find is that you actually slip into the pathology of believing that there's an answer out there for you, that like you need more of something in some way. And when you look out into culture, what you see is millions and millions of people who are convinced that because they're not whole on their own, there's something out there that they've got to get. And so we buy cars and we go on trips and we do all of these things to try to shore up our self-image. And one of the things that happens when you start to do your own internal work, that is healing from the things that have traumatized you, could be little t or big T trauma, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, doesn't have to be like childhood abuse. It could also just be that you were thrust into a world that you didn't understand. And if you didn't understand that world, perhaps there's a part of your psyche that's still there, right? That's still trying to figure out what the hell happened or what it all means. Sometimes with breakups, when it takes forever for us to get over it, that's exactly what happens, is that our psyche, our hearts in that moment fractured. And so although we're in time, we're moving on and we're doing the thing, maybe we're even dating other people, there's still parts of ourselves that are back there trying to figure out what happened. And so what you see is that the feeling of brokenness that we all do feel at some point. And if you're one of the people that are like, I don't know, I always feel whole and I don't ever feel broken and I don't ever need anything outside of myself. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, I'd love to talk to your parents about how they did it, because one of the things you understand when you get into psychology is it's almost impossible that you won't cause some sort of trauma to your children, right? Like we all screw our kids up. I remember my psych 101 teacher in college said that. He's like, listen, everybody screws their kid up. The fun part is like being an adult and trying to figure out how you got screwed up, right? And then trying not to do that, obviously, to your kid. But look, we're fragile creatures in a brutal world. And so when we're exposed to things we don't understand, when we're exposed to things that really threaten our overall sense of self, our psyche fractures, and part of it stays there, and part of it starts figuring it out, trying to figure out, you know, what this means, what the hell's going on here, what kind of world are you in where this can happen to people? And so then what happens is you move on with your life, and you're 10, 20, 30 years down the road, and you're still feeling this sort of incompleteness that like there's something out there that you need. And marketers all know this, so they'll really, really take advantage of it. Religious folks who don't have the best of intentions or don't know how to kind of truly reflect God's light will try to shame or fear you into a certain outcome. You know, I've seen that quite often. Try to shame you or fear or scare you into just sort of accepting their worldview is kind of what it comes down to. And what happens is as adults, we have our conscious minds and we have the feeling of sort of that we're not so whole, but we don't know where it came from. We don't know why. We just have that sort of kind of broken feeling. Well, the first thing to understand is that it's a feeling, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're broken. In fact, you're not. And if you begin to treat yourself as if you are broken, what you'll find, again, is that you surrender to the pathology of always needing something else. You're always needing more. And so you have this sort of eternal hunger at the pit of who you are. Well, I would say that hunger is inviting you to your own depth. It's your soul saying, hey, we're meant for more. We got to figure this out. There's something I haven't moved on with, right? This is why inner child work actually can be super beneficial, because one of the things that happens in inner child work is you go back to this moment in time, this sort of fracture in your psyche, if you can find it, and you reparent yourself and you give yourself the things that your parents just weren't equipped or unable to give you. Maybe they didn't even know. That's something that's come up a bit in plant medicine journeys as well that I've seen, is like just sort of thrusts you into the back of your consciousness to find these sort of moments where there was a fracture in your psyche. And what happens is, because it's so painful often when we do have these moments where we get stuck in a certain place, because it is so painful, it gets pushed way outside of our awareness, right? Because we have all these survival mechanisms and we don't want to just sit there in pain, especially when you're 6 or 8 or 10 years old and you're just trying to find your way in the world. You're trying to figure it out. And then all of a sudden you get exposed to this really, really tough lesson in life, whatever it is. And so part of you is like, back there, that as a child, still trying to figure it out. But then your conscious mind, the one that knows that you've got a whole entire life to live, you've got maybe bills to pay, you've got responsibilities, you've got dreams, you've got things you want to do, you've got desires. That part of you will often shove the part of you that fractured into the way back of your mind. And so you won't even be able to get it. And so one of the reasons that we do inner work, right? We do journaling and we do talk therapy, and there's a million different modalities. And maybe I'll do an episode here coming up on all of the different healing modalities that we do have available to us, because they don't all cost money, right? It's not always therapy or something along those lines. Like journaling is free if you can figure out how to mine yourself for the right data, if you can aim yourself. Or, you know, coaching, that the work that my partner Danielle does, sort of bridging the conscious and the unconscious mind, like that kind of work can be immensely beneficial. Sometimes it can be expensive. And I think for myself, I've often been like, oh, I really want to do that. I want to invest that in myself, but I don't feel like I have the money. And one of the things that I think is really interesting is that we would even consider using money as an excuse. I mean, we do. Right? But what's life like when you don't have your mental wellness and your emotional health in check? It's miserable. And so there's no amount of money that's worth that amount of misery, especially because as we go on, as we get further and further from that old fracture, whatever it was, our pathologies and our neuroses, they begin to splinter off into other things, and they begin to fracture onto their, they become their own sort of pathology. So there's a couple reasons here. Like, again, it's really tempting in our culture to just throw yourself into work. We've all been there, right? You break up with someone or you go through something difficult and you just throw yourself into work because it takes your mind off it and it's much easier. But, you know, there becomes a point where you realize you can't out-hustle this stuff. Like, you're a certain person who's had a certain set of experiences. You're not a machine. And so sometimes if those experiences are causing some sort of discomfort in your inner state, you're not going to be able to out-hustle them, right? You're not going to be able to outwork them. And what happens is if you act like you can, you just get further and further away. And so that painful moment, as I said, gets pushed further and further back into your unconscious. And so it's worth understanding that this inner work, investing in yourself in this way, actually taking time out of your day, no matter how busy you are, right? Because it has to be a priority. One of the things we're learning is that mental health is non-negotiable in this life. We all talk about raising mental health awareness as if we're not all caught in our own mental wellness battle. Like, it's not optional. We have to take care of ourselves so that we can actually be good for ourselves, for our lives. And then maybe depending on how your value system set up, even more importantly, so that you can be good for other people. Like, it's really important to me, for example, that I be really good for other people. But if I have things in my past that are pulling the puppet strings and I'm not aware of them, it's very, very difficult for me to show up in a way that I would actually want to. And so what happens, again, it gets tempting to put the walls up, pull the drawbridge up, and then just throw yourself into endless pits of hustle or however you've learned to cope. I just use hustle because in Western culture, that's kind of one of the altars we all worship at. But it's pretty limited in its utility to make your life better. One of the things I talked about in my new book is, like, you know, ambition in and of itself won't bring you anywhere you want to be. It's simply the engine that gets you to where you actually want to go. But that takes far more effort. If ambition becomes the place you go, it's sort of like worshiping money. It, like, gives you somewhere to go, and then you get there and you realize you're unfulfilled. And so you want to put ambition in the passenger seat. You want to put yourself in the driver's seat and do so with the recognition that we all carry baggage. We all have these things that we need to work through. And that's okay. That's what this life is. We work through them, then we learn to be good for people, and then we can get on with the work that we're actually here for. But it's very difficult to do this if part of us is always in the past fighting battles that we don't even know about. So do your inner work, because you won't be able to out-hustle a bad self-image. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.